T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Show's served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, formerly the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel years ago, now senior MLB writer for Forbes, he is Anthony Wetrato. Good afternoon, Anthony.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Always good when we can have you on the show. And you being a big Dodgers fan that you are, always get, I know we'll get some good perspective on the Dodgers because nobody knows the Dodgers better than Anthony Wetrato. But, I mean, at this point, it's really not even fair. I mean, let's be honest. No Corbin Burns. Now we find out today, no Devin Williams for the series, out with right shoulder soreness. Brett Anderson's all dinged up. So, I mean, from that perspective now, I mean, we were talking David versus Goliath yesterday, Anthony, but it's at a whole different level of David versus Goliath now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you take a look at the Brewers' chances when they had those three pitchers on the roster, we assumed that they were going to. And it was an uphill battle, and we knew that the bullpen especially was going to have to take a lot of those innings and make them good innings for Milwaukee in order for them to have a chance. And now with those three guys out, you know, I mean, that's arguably three of the four best pitchers on that entire staff. With them out now and against a Dodger lineup that is it's an offensive beast. They hit home runs, they hit doubles, they don't chase pitches, they take walks. They don't strike out a ton. So, you know, when you're facing a lineup like that, you need guys who are going to have that kryptonite. And it seemed like for, you know, with at least Williams and maybe a couple other, another guy or two, they had that. But now it's, you're going to be left looking for, okay, who's going to throw in this situation? I mean, it's almost, I don't think it's quite this dire, but it's a lot closer to, who can we just kind of hope and pray gets us out of this thing, as opposed to we know this guy can get us out. So yeah, it makes the task at hand for the Brewers so much more difficult.
Well, let me ask you this, Anthony, because we all know the Dodgers have been one of the perennial favorites, one of the best baseball teams in the last 25 years, and they ain't won nothing. Is there a lot of pressure on the Dodgers? I mean, like, the Brewers can come in and play free and easy. I mean, the Dodgers, to me, seems to be the team that's up against it and really need to win.
Sure. Look, you have a season where the playoffs are expanded and the Brewers come in as win-loss and winning percentage-wise are the worst team that's ever made the postseason in Major League Baseball.
Right.
I don't think they've been a day over 500 this season. And they got in on the last day. against the team that everyone expected to win the World Series before COVID and the team that everyone expected to win the World Series after COVID. At least most people, if it wasn't them, it was probably the Yankees. But in the National League, they're certainly the favorites. They haven't won a World, the Dodgers haven't won a World Series since 88. You know, and they got Mookie Betts. So, yeah, there is this pressure on them. And it's a three-game series. So it doesn't take a whole lot to swing this thing, right? I mean, it takes right. timely ball in the gap or off the base or a home run here, strikeout there. And then all of a sudden this thing becomes kind of turned on its head and maybe the Brewers are the favorite. So it doesn't take a whole lot. And I think understanding all of those things, there's absolutely no question the Dodgers not only have the most pressure in this series, but I think probably have the most pressure to win everything in all of baseball.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, you got a follow-up, Gary?
No, go ahead, Leroy. Talk to Anthony. That's my guy.
Yeah, Anthony, a barbershop question. I know you have a good answer for this one. On the West Coast, Mookie Betts or Mike Trout? Now, before you answer that, I have a nephew that's a baseball player. And he answered it in a way that was confusing to me because he also plays these baseball games on the PS4. So I don't really don't know. He's a big Mike Trout guy. He said, ain't nobody here take over Mike Trout. And I just say Mookie Betts, just before he got the big deal, I think when he came to the West Coast, a lot of his fan base traveled with him. But and I know he's day-to-day. Is he ready to go tonight, or is he still day-to-day?
He's ready to go, man. Look, you know, you have that debate all across the sports world, right? Who can even hold a candle to Mike Trout? What's the second right. guy there? And I think that the answer, probably more often than not at this point, is Mookie Betts. And it's, I think especially after what he's done in this shortened season, he's kind of gotten back to, you know, he had a quote-unquote a down season last year with the Red Sox, and it was still an all-star caliber kind of year for him. But I think when you look at everything and the consistency and who's done it for longer and who's still doing it, I think you go with Mike Trout. And, you know, usually in these debates you can go, well, this guy plays defense and that other guy, he doesn't. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, well, Mike Trout mm-hmm. and Mookie Betts are both elite defenders at elite positions. You know, elite defensive position, Mike Trout in center, Mookie Betts at in right field. Mookie Betts can also play second base. The Dodgers have messed around with him at second base, too. So he's more versatile than Trout in that way. They can both steal bases if they need to. They both go first to third if they need to. They can both hit for power. They both hit for average. They're both kind of team leaders when you talk to the rest of the clubhouses. So, I mean, these guys are so evenly matched in terms of the different attributes that they have pluses in. But Mike Trout's pluses are just a little bit still above what Mookie Betts can bring. Now, that's not to say that Mookie Betts is not an MVP caliber player, because he is every single season. And that's why the Dodgers signed him that mega, mega contract. So, if I had to pick one guy right now, I'm picking Mike Trout. But I would say, you know, in terms of position players, Mookie Betts is number two, and it's pretty close.
Tell me a little bit about, real quick, Steve, I apologize. Tell me a little bit about the manager. Can we know Council's style? You know, we like to use the bullpen. We're hoping Suter goes five innings. I mean, if you get 4 2/3, great. But if he get to 5 innings, we're great. We just don't feel good about it. If they have to go to the mound after 2 or 3 innings, then it can be bad for them. What's the coaching style for the managerial, that staff with the Dodgers? Because, I mean, obviously we don't see a lot of their games, Anthony. So what style do they have?
Yeah. So you're going to see a situation where they use a lot of guys out of the bullpen, similar to Council. If the Dodgers starters can give them 5 innings similarly, they're happy with that, okay. And they're happy to turn the rest of the game over to a bullpen that they have a ton of confidence in. They've been on a little bit of shaky ground in September, but they have a ton of confidence in that bullpen. It was one of the best in baseball this season. They don't strike out a ton of guys, but they got a ton of guys who can keep people off base. They don't walk a lot of people. So they don't mind going to that bullpen in the fifth inning if they need to. I think what you're also going to see is you may not see the same exact lineup.
You may not.
If this, let's say this thing goes three games, you may not see the same lineup in any of those three games. They have two or three guys who can hit leadoff for them. They have two or three guys who can hit third or fourth. I mean, Cody Bellinger right now is hitting 6th, 7th in that lineup, and he's reigning MVP. So they're going to mix and match a lot depending on the pitching matchup. So a lot of moving parts, a lot of tinkering with Dave Roberts. You know, definitely expect to see that and expect to see a lot of the Dodger bullpen.
That sounds just like the Brewers, Steve.
Yeah. It's kind of where baseball's going now, right? I mean, you might see a game where, you know, depending on how this thing goes, you might see a game where it's a bullpen game and their setup man, Gatterall, ends up starting.
That could happen, yeah.
I'm all for it. Let's do that if I'm the Dodgers.
Me too.
Send that our way.
I'm getting excited, Anthony. Thank you.
You might get wild baseball in this one.
I'm fine with that. Talking with Anthony Wetrado, senior MLB writer for Forbes.com here on the Wendy's Big Show. Because of these three-game series, I think if there's ever been something that is a positive for the Brewers, considering all the negatives they have going, the fact that they only have to win 2 versus 4 is something that does play to their favor if there's anything at all.
Oh, absolutely. It plays to every underdog's favor. Because, you know, baseball is already the most random of all the major professional sports playoff systems. You play 162 games and you go, okay, go finish this thing in a best of 5 or a best of 7. That's not the nature of the sport. You know, the nature of the sport is to run the marathon, and you're going to see the best teams when the end of September comes. But the postseason isn't like that at all. The postseason, you might have a team who sneaks in with a record, you know, 2 games above 500, end up in the World Series and maybe even win it. You know, we've seen that a few times in Major League Baseball in recent years. So you take that randomness and then you add more teams and you add shorter series. Here's the thing. The Dodgers are the overwhelming favorite in this series. Overwhelming. I think more than probably any of the other series that are happening. They're probably the biggest favorite. I don't think anyone's going to be completely shocked if the Brewers win this thing, though. That's how random and that's how wild it is when you put these teams into a three-game series. Look, if the Brewers beat the Dodgers in a three-game series in L.A. in August of a 162-game series, no one really says anything, right? It's not a big deal. Oh, the Dodgers lost 2 of 3. Okay, no biggie. That can happen now. That can happen right in September because it's 3 games. And like you said, you winning 2 versus winning 4 is a huge difference. A huge difference. You only have to be good twice.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, we had just had John Heyman on the other day, and I guess it was yesterday. Yesterday. Yeah. John Heyman and Radio.com, MLB Baseball Insider, and does a great podcast as well for Radio.com Sports. And he had a chance to talk to Rob Manfred and asked him about the different rules, the new rules that were in place. And Manfred said that the one that's probably going to stick for certain right now is the extra innings runner starting on second, that apparently that's been a huge success. And it seems like everybody's on board for keeping it. What do you think of that?
I think for the regular season, it's okay. I was not a huge fan of it when it got implemented. And then everything was on the table for 60-game season, right? Like, let's bring it all out.
Yep.
Let's just see how it works, and we'll go from there. I think that one grew on me a little bit more. I think when you play so often, you know, we talked about that marathon. When you play as often as baseball teams do, it really is important for the health of players and just the overall health of your roster to end these things and not have the 16-inning marathons and then have to come back the next day and play again. So I think that for the regular season, that's fine, but we are seeing today already with the Reds and the Braves, you know, that rule not being in place in the postseason is probably the way I would go, or the way I'd lean. I don't know what Major League Baseball is going to do in terms of postseason when this rule sticks, but I could definitely see that happening and it not being part of the postseason. I think also it's a no-brainer that the DH is probably going to stay.
Yeah, he wasn't as committed to the DH staying one way or the other. Apparently there are some that still don't like it and don't want it to be in the National League going forward. I'm with you. I thought that'd be the one that he would have said, Manfred would have said, yeah, we're keeping it. But it doesn't sound like everybody's on board with that, so we'll see.
Yeah, I think that one, all of these things have to be run through the players union, obviously.
Right.
I think the owners aren't necessarily on board with that. I wouldn't say so much it's the players. I think it's the owners, because what happens then if you add that roster spot and it's a DH, a guy who's productive? teams are going to start building rosters with the DH in mind, right? And they're going to have to pay those guys. And so you look at a guy like Nelson Cruz, there's going to be other guys like that who are now able to survive the National League and who are going to get paid in the National League. And owners don't want to have to dole out that extra money.
Well, a guy like Bronk,
and guy on the bench.
Well, like a guy like Bronk can extend his career several years because of it.
Absolutely. If Bronk could get himself healthy, he could sign another contract with the National League team, and he can be their DH for the next four seasons.
Yep.
And he's not going to get paid the league minimum.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's no question.
That's why I think that one, Rob, would you talk to Rob Manfred, there's some skepticism still there. But in terms of the other thing, if he's thinking it's cutting down on game times and bringing excitement to the game with the runner on second base rule, he's wrong. But also, I don't think it hurts the sport when you look at the regular season.
He is Anthony Wetrital, senior MLB writer for Forbes. Thank you so much for coming on, man.
Good job,
have a good
Anthony.
One. Appreciate
Great
it.
Job.
All right. Good to talk to you guys.
You betcha. Take care. There he is.
Always.
Anthony Wetrital on the Great Midwest Bank hotline of applying for
That's
a home renovation
year.
Loan. Has you feeling anxious? Breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. All right. We're going to take a quick timeout here. And then on the other side, we got to talk about this championship series that's happening tonight outside of baseball. Just a little bit.
You get that some more respect. Don't you do that.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get respect. Don't you worry. Who are you rooting for now that the Bucks are up? Do you have a rooting interest, or as far as are you concerned, is the NBA Finals done? Is it about the Heat? Is it about the Lakers? Or are you done with the NBA in general since the Bucks aren't in it? That's the question on hand. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Hey, Sight and Sound Solutions, with the internet more important than ever, people are working from home, and some kids are at home doing online virtual learning, right? So get AT&T Fiber Internet for $39.99. Mine comes tomorrow. Introducing the new AT&T.
Happy?
I'm very happy. I'm not going to say who my internet provider is currently. It's not AT&T, and
Kick
it's gone.
Out,
it's gone
Kick
downhill quickly, and I finally had enough
Kick
and told Al, I'm done. Just let's move.
I don't blame.
Okay, introducing the new AT&T, and I'm going to pay like $30 less a month on top of it. Introducing the new AT&T TV. Stream your channel package, DVR cloud storage with unlimited recordings, access to over 40,000 titles on demand, access to over 5,000 apps, AT&T TV choice package, and internet for under $89 a month. Yes, they do have Fox Sports Wisconsin as part of the choice package. And how about this? You still get $200 in Visa cards. $200 in Visa cards. Sight and Sound Solutions are saving people money on a monthly basis and offering $200 in Visa cards during these trying times. You can use it anywhere Visa is accepted. You're not forced to use it with AT&T. You're not forced to use it with Al over at Sight and Sound Solutions. My guy, he would never do that. You can use it anywhere you'd like. For existing customers, call my guy, Al. Been with him for years. Call him to work out a new deal today. 262-754-1500. Sight and Sound Solutions, 262-754-1500. We're back literally in 15 seconds to talk about Heat Lakers. Do you have a team you're rooting for, or are you done since the Bucks are?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.